You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to talk about three things you need to know if you're going to be printing custom t-shirts. Now, we've all been there. You've got this image. You found somebody on the internet. You paid him a little bit of money. You vectorized the file. You took the file to go print. And then all of a sudden, it came out blurry. The colors didn't look right. Everything looked a little washed out. The ink didn't set right, whatever it may be. Now, the first thing most people do in this scenario is they blame the direct-to-garment printer. But here's what's really going on. The three things that you need to know if you're going to do custom t-shirts. Number one, DPIs is what matters. And a DPI is a dot per inch. So if you have an image that you grab off the internet, that image most likely is 72 DPI. There are 72 dots per inch. In direct-to-garment printing, this makes a huge difference because this determines how many dots are actually laid out on the garment. That's why most people will get a washed-out print. One of the things that we do differently here at WDFA is we ask people for native artwork. We ask them for higher-resolution images. If they don't exist, we upscale them for them and show them what it's going to look like before we print it. That is a standard practice for us. Now, if you get an image that's 72 DPI, you can use software to upscale. It's not the most ideal situation, but it's a situation. Now, the reason why you usually end up with low DPI images, because if you had anything that was yours, came off your phone, you took original artwork for, you created an original vector from, you wouldn't have this issue. Your prints would always come out beautiful. Everything would look great. The number one reason you have a DPI issue is most likely you're ripping off images off the web and making them into vectors. Stop doing that. Create original pieces of artwork so you can have beautiful prints. And the third thing and the final thing that you should know if you're going to do custom t-shirts, the size of your artwork does matter. Stop giving your printers and your screen printers and your direct-to-garment printers low resolution files that are small and expect us to pull miracles. I know you've probably heard this before. Yes, I'm talking directly to you. So the type of image you begin with makes a difference. We say this a lot around here. We can definitely take things and make them better. But if something's not there, we can't add it in. So for example, if your image size is small and the pixels are small and the image size is small and the DPI is off, there's nothing I can do for you there. No one can. You can't add content in. I mean, you could, but that's what creates a blurry print. But anyway, if you have any questions, you know where to find us. But these were the three things that you needed to know before you started getting custom t-shirts printed. My name is Raj, and this has been the world of WDFA.